We would like to speak to you about self-valuing, something that we know has been touched on this evening already. What you are and what you do matters in the world. You have been programmed to look at so many other things that you have been told would make you matter. It is sad to us to see how distorted those things have been. They have to do with money or things you own or awards you have won or jobs you have gotten, or there are a whole list of patriarchal things that you have been taught, and you've been taught to value yourself by those things. But the truth of it is that the value is already in you. It is there. It came in with you when you came to the planet. You're learning that can be neat, that can be messy. It can be neat and messy. It does not matter. It does not change the value of who you are. So when we ask you to remember that, we are simply asking you to remember the truth. And the truth of your spiritual origin, the truth of your heart. And to make a distinction between who you are and whatever lesson you are learning at the time. We have an odd idea about how lessons are supposed to look. A very peculiar one, we must say. When you learn to do something new, you make mistakes. You are not smooth. You are not graceful. It's new. You are learning it. You may trip, you may fall, but you get up and you learn more. And with the learning, the things that you are learning, you take that to who you are. You take that part to who you are. What I learned from this. All of the rest of it, you must let go because it does not belong with your true identity. Who you really are gathers information, gathers learning, sometimes even gathers enlightenment. That is as it should be, but it's not intended to gather all the messier part of the learning. It is very interesting. If you were watching a child with paints, you would be inspired by their abandon. They have their hands in the colors, and it is sometimes a gigantic, joyful mess. And when they get through, sometimes they don't like it, and they throw it away, and they pull out more material and they start again. That is where a child can be your teacher. They are not worried about how they learn. They are not worried about it, what it looks like to someone else. They are alive within the learning itself. And that is what we want for ourselves. So, You know this, of course, but we will remind you. What is the question you want to avoid here? What does someone else think of the way I am learning my lesson? Not a good question, because it is not relevant to your authenticity. The only thing that matters is you and what you are learning. You take in the part that you have learned. You discard whatever it is that happened along the way that you do not want to carry forward with you. The whole idea that your path is supposed to look a certain way, we will use an extreme phrase here, it is ungodly. That is not how you were created. You were created to be in the beauty of it all, and that includes the mistakes. You take the learning from it and take what you, what is it you have. Take a mop to the mistake. You simply mop that away. You, all you need to take is what you learned. And when you are more and more able to do that, and you're able to put away those questions about what it looks like or what someone thinks about it, or heaven forbid, I am comparing the way I learn to the way someone else learns. Please do not do that. That is disrespectful of your path. Remember a child. Remember a child with all that paint and all that freedom and all that willingness to go all in, to learn, to create, to do whatever they want to do. And when you can move more that way, you are going to find a depth of peace that you did not have before. When you have those questions hanging over your head, what does someone think about this? How does this look? How is this in comparison to how someone else has done it? Why would you want to learn? Because learning is not neat. It is often messy. We understand it has pain with us, pain with it sometimes, but you do not need to take the pain into the heart of who you are. You need to say, well, that was painful, and here's the learning part. I'll take that. And I need to let the rest of that go, because there is no virtue in that comparison. No virtue in wondering what someone thinks about who you are or what you are. There's a beauty in a kind of selfishness which says, my life is about me, and how I do my life, that is about me as well. And that is sacred. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your root, and let that cleansing energy clean the root so that it is able to find an energy form and shape that is the shape for your life and your creation. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center. And let that cleansing energy wash away judgment and shame, and yet leave a place for a beautiful waterfall to cleanse anything that comes into your life that you wish to wash away. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus, and let that cleansing energy wash away any emotions that go with old patterns of fear or restriction. Feel the solar plexus now gather joy and love and creativity and light. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your heart and let the cleansing energy wash the garden in your heart. Wash it free of anything that you do not wish to grow in that garden. At the same time, nourishing what you are growing in that garden. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that in any way disrespects your being, disrespects the truth of who you are. Instead, open the communication center to support, to respect, to the embrace of yourself as you change and grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so it is clear. So it is free of any limitation or fear or the need to be small in any way. Let the third eye know what it knows. And allow yourself to hear what it knows. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown so that it is ready to receive all that the universe has for you. All of the love, all of the abundance, all of the light, all of the joy that was always intended for you. Open the crown and receive it. Move your attention into your heart center. And look at the beauty of this place that you have created through your work, through your healing, through your patience and care. And see the place where you rest and where you take comfort. Find the place where water flows and drink from that water to refresh your spirit, your energy. And see that there is a path that becomes light, that calls you to it. And step on the path that has opened to you. And let that path take you upward without any effort. Know that the air is full of blessing, full of all that you need, full of encouragement and approval and support as you move up the path. Until you come to a place of wellness and feel the energy of being well fill you, surround you. Feel how it is to be well and whole and happy. And see if there is a color or a symbol there for you. Now move upward on the path, still breathing in all that is good for you. And come to a place of creation. And feel the energies gathering in this place to enter you, to support you in creating the life you truly want to live. And see if there is a symbol there. And now let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. And resting your mind, know the gift. Come to the path again and begin to return, taking all that is best in this path with you. And come again to your heart, to the garden in your heart. And begin to breathe into the center, to balance and to ground. When you are centered and grounded, open your eyes.